Each Thursday at this time, we'll be delving into the history of a Cape Town landmark, a Cape Town business, maybe even an individual themselves. And this week, we're going all the way down to the south, our second trip down to Cork Bay this week, to delve into a business that came into being and grew into what it has become, an absolute legend landmark. And that is Corky's. If you want fish and chips in Cork Bay, you go to Corky's. George Mandiolis is the manager at Corky's. What has it been now? It's been, what, 30 plus years of Corky's at Cork Bay?
Yeah, that's correct, yes.
How many years? When did Corky's start, George?
Corky's started in 1996 by a local family. Mm-hmm. Eddie Roslin, and it's a family business. Yeah, I joined them in 2000.
Only 2006. For me and my memory of Cape Town. Look, I'm 32 years older.
No.
I'm not that much older than I was born in 84. I'm getting confused here. But I've always thought Corky's to always have been there. 1996 is actually quite recent.
No. It's 1996. Started across the harbour, and then we came over on the left hand side of the harbour.
And you're only just recently in that part of Cork Bay. You're an institution. And when particularly visitors visit Cape Town, they make a point of going down to Corky's. What's interesting, though, is that I've never seen one Corky's advert. I've never seen a Corky's banner. I've never seen a Corky's social media post. You've done all this hard work purely by great food and by word of mouth.
That is correct. Now, we don't advertise. We don't need to advertise it. We're not busy enough. We don't have to advertise. Yes. And
why do you think it's so popular, particularly with visitors to that area, George?
I think it's mostly the quality and the service, but mostly the quality. I mean, we use fresh ingredients of everything, the chips, the oil, everything fresh grade, and we change the oil every single day. But nobody does that.
What we often find when it comes to what we call tourist traps is that they accommodate their prices to take advantage of that tourist pound, euro, dollar. I'm going to say that in terms of being a family man, and sometimes I would take my in-laws and maybe even friends there, Corky's has remained easy on particularly working people's pockets in South Africa, in Cape Town.
No, that's correct. We don't have, we've got one price, especially for the locals, and whether the tourists come in or not, we still do the same price for everybody. Yes. We actually got, every Tuesday, we give the pensioners a chance to come in. Every Tuesday, yeah.
Okay. I'll take my daddy next Tuesday. But take me through how much you go through in a day when it comes to the snook and the hake and the octopus, and let's not even forget the potatoes. We're talking about tons. We're talking tonnage here in how much fish, French fries you get through every day.
Yeah, we do potatoes. We do 200, about 4 pallets a week, 400 bags a week.
400 bags a week.
Yes. Snook, 3 tons a week, and hake, about 3 tons as well a week.
Gosh.
That's a week. That's a lot.
Would you say that you're the best? Would you be as bold say that you're the best fish and chips place in Cape Town?
No, I don't want to say that.
Also, so modest.
No, not really. There's a couple of other shops doing the also good job, but. The advantage with us is that we're on by the sea, and that people like that. They come and they sit and enjoy themselves outside, inside. We're lucky we've got a good spot. That's all it is.
I understand that you still pay rent month by month rent. You don't have like a long term lease agreement. Cork is still technically operating month to month.
That's correct.
Wow. Why wouldn't you want to formalize it with a long term agreement? Isn't that what an institution should be?
And I understand, but they refuse to do it, so it doesn't matter. It's no problem.
George, we have a couple of listener questions. I'm going to get to it in a while. Stay on the line, but first, here's your Cape Talk traffic with Zane Johnson.
EWN traffic.
Thanks very much, Lester. Report approaches at Marine Drive at the entrance to the harbour, so just be careful if you're out there this morning. We got an accident on Durban Road and Tyndale Avenue, and that's out at Durbanville. The taxi, it's on its side, so be careful if you're heading past there this morning. And then at the traffic lights faulty, that's at Sandown Road and Parklands Main Road out in the Cape Farms Parklands area. I'm Zane Johnson. More Eyewitness News traffic at 9 o'clock.
George Mandolius is still with us. Before we have to leave you and let you get back to the busy business of what I think is one of the best fish and chip spots in Cape Town. Dawood's asking, please ask George if Khadija still works there. What a wonderful personality.
Unfortunately, Khadija left us about 4 years ago. Oh. She was sick. She had a cancer. Mm. And we've tried our best, but she didn't make it. Mm.
You that's very sad.
That's very, very sad. Yeah,
she was the friendly auntie that would call out your number and come and deliver your plates at the table. Was that Khadija?
That's Khadija. Oh. And she would make a joke with every customer.
Yes.
But unfortunately, she didn't make it.
I'm so sorry.
4 years ago. Yes.
You're a tourist attraction, but you're also an attraction of celebrities. I've seen your wall of fame from the president.
He was here before lockdown. He came twice, actually. He came once on a Saturday with his security guys. Mm. There was no problem. It was very nice and quick. Mm. And then he came a couple of weeks later with his family also. Very quick, no problem.
George Mandolius is the manager of Corky's. Every week we're doing the history of, where we talk about a Cape Town landmark, a business, even a person. And we find out how they have grown to what they have become, because it means a lot to us.